Just in the few minutes that we have before Maariv, I wanted to focus briefly on some of the aspects of the reciting of Hoshanos that we do throughout the Yontif of Sukkot. The Rambam tells us in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chof Gimel, the Rambam writes that each day of the Yontif they would, in the Beis HaMikdash, they'd be makif the Mizbeach, they would go around the Mizbeach with their lulav, and they'd say, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana. The last day, B'yom HaShvi'i, they'd go around seven times. Then the Rambam adds a line, Ukvar nohagu Yisrael b'chol ha-mekomos, lohaniach teva be'emtza Beis HaKnesses, u'makifin osa b'chol yom, kederach shayu mekifin es ha-Mizbeach zecher la-Mikdash. Meaning, just like in the Mikdash, they would go around the Mizbeach, so what we do also is we place a teva in the middle of the Beis Knesses. Now, the impression that you get from the Rambam is that they are putting a teva there specifically for this, which sounds like it's not just that you have the bima that we ordinarily lean from, but rather they would bring something to the middle, which probably was a box with a Sefer Torah in it. That's what the Bikurei Yaakov comments. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger writes that he thinks that the Pshat in the Rambam is that they bring a special box with the Sefer Torah and leave it in the middle of the shul, and they would they'd go around that box. This actually is relevant to halacha. Some of the Achronim discuss, let's say a person is not in shul or the like, what does the person do regarding Hoshanos? So there's kind of humorous comments from a number of the poskim where they say, oh, what you should do is that you should walk around the chair. Or you should, if you don't want to just walk around the chair, you should put like a sefer on the table and walk around that. The pashtus is it doesn't really help. The pashtus is that this practice is a halacha in the Beis Knesses, like the Rambam says, and it's a halacha that you go around the Sefer Torah. So just walking around the chair might be cute and all that, but it doesn't really fulfill the practice by any stretch. The practice of Zecher LaMikdash is that you go around the Sefer Torah. Soloveitchik used to comment that the Hoshanos throughout the Yontif of Sukkot, what we do is that we take our mitzvah, the Dalad Minim, and we go around a Torah. The idea is that by fulfilling mitzvos, we assume that that will bring us closer to the Torah. That will bring us closer to the Chochmah of Hashem. On Simchas Torah, what we do is we take the Torah and we go around the Bima. There's nothing in the middle. The Rav quotes that the Gra used to be very makbid, that no one on Simchas Torah should stand in the middle, because the idea is that you take the Torah and you go around and around, because it's like the Gra at the end of Tainis, so the idea is that the Eivishter is in the middle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle, and by studying Torah, we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, all Yontif, its mitzvahs bring us closer to Torah, but on Simchas Torah, the idea is that Torah brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two different practices regarding Hoshanos. The Torah has the practice, it seems like, that Hoshanos are done after Musaf. The practice, according to the Arizal and the Chachmei Hasod, is that Hoshanos should be done after Halal, immediately after Halal. That's the practice in Hasidic communities. You do Hoshanos right after Halal. The Chayei Adam has a suffix. We mentioned this briefly on Yontif. Chayei Adam has a suffix. Let's say a person didn't make the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav. So the Chayei Adam says you can make the bracha before you shake the lulav. Even though you're already holding the lulav together, before you shake it, still that the mitzvah is ongoing. And then he's mesupik, what about the Hoshanis? Is that also considered a continuation of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? So some of the Achronim, I believe Rabbi Pesach Frank has this, some of the Achronim say it only makes sense that Hoshanis are a continuation of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav if you do Hoshanis according to the practice of the Arizal, that you do Hoshanis right after Halal. If you do Hoshanos according to standard Minhag Ashkenaz at the end of Musaf, so in that situation, it can't really be a continuation of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. It should also be a nafgamina whether you should try to hold the Lulav and Esrog together during the Hoshanos, no? There's a machlokes magen Avraham and Taz, whether you should hold your lulav and esrig in two separate hands in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The Taz seems to say that maybe you could be yotzi the mitzvah of netilas lulav if you're holding it in one hand. But the magen Avraham is makbid. He says that you should hold it in two separate hands. In fact, the magen Avraham has his own suggestion that how do you make the bracha of lulav over lasiyas? And he says first you hold it in one hand and then you hold it in two different hands. According to the magen Avraham, you're not yotzi mitzvah netilas lulav if it's in one hand. So Rav Shechter always points out that even during Hoshanis you should walk around with the lulav and esrog in two separate hands. It becomes a little bit difficult. It becomes because how are you going to hold it in two different hands and hold the siddur? So you have to hold the siddur somehow like this and the lulav and esrog in two separate hands. L'cha'ore, if you're doing Hoshanis after Musaf, so the Hoshanis is not a hemshech of the mitzvah of lulav, it's just a zecher of sorts, so then even holding it in one hand would probably suffice, right? That should be the pashtus. The Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that the first day of Sukkot you should be makbid to hold the lulav and esrog in two separate hands, but the rest of Yom Tov, even if you're holding it in one hand, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that that is going to suffice. There is a discussion in some poskim. The Ramah writes that you should, that an avil, Rachman Watson, a person during the 12 months of mourning for his parents, so the avil should not be makif with the lulav and esrog. That's what the Ramah writes. So the practice generally is that the avil holds the Sefer Torah, because you go around with the Sefer Torah. Our practice seems to be against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you take the Sefer Torah and you put it down. No? Our practice is you have a person holding the Sefer Torah in the middle. Now, let's say you have Baruch Hashem Hashoah where there's no Aveilim. So sometimes you try to draft somebody to hold the Sefer Torah. So people don't like that. They say that they want the Zechus of Hoshanis. The Pashtus is, I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky has this in his Sefer also, the Pashtus is that there's as much, if not more, of a Zechus to hold the Sefer Torah than there is to go around the lulav and esrog. Remember, the idea is, like Rav Soloveitchik said, that makif with the lulav and esrog, because mitzvahs bring us closer to Torah. So Torah itself is a higher madrig than the mitzvahs. The pashtus is, again, maybe people don't like holding the Sefer Torah because you'll think Rachman is one of the persons in Avel, but the pashtus is that is as much, if not more, of a zechus to hold the Torah than it is to be makif with the lulav and esrog. You go to Rabbi.